Hi, I'm Max Friedman.
I'm Gabriel Basile.
I'm Nat Alder.
I'm Hank Welter.
Our special guest.
Woo!
Yay!
Yeah!
All right. Okay. This is the Little Hawk News and Entertainment Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Sorry, we've been on a kind of a sabbatical.
We've been finding ourselves.
Yeah.
But now we're better.
We're back.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get this started.
Okay, well, the practice field renovations have been suspended. Sorry to say, guys. I know you all wanted to keep playing soccer, especially Max. He's very into the soccer.
I like the soccer.
You like the soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the school board decided to wait on voting.
Bend it like Beckham.
No, you can't.
Okay.
They decided to wait on voting on the practice field renovations, basically because they don't know what they're going to be spending their money on. There's like a bunch of different... a bunch of different options they have, which is like replacing the field with a new artificial turf or just repairing the turf.
Oof.
So they don't know how much that's going to cost. So until they can prioritize and figure out how much it costs, they're not going to vote on it.
And the big problem with them is that they're flooding a lot, right?
It's flooding because of I don't remember the name of it, but there's a system that was installed inside the buildings and it's kind of like making the field worse.
Right.
Something to do with the temperature. But yeah.
We're not engineers.
Yeah.
Next, Obama is coming to visit Iowa on April 25th, and that is this Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
I believe he's coming to
the University of
University
Iowa.
This time, yeah.
True fact, Obama was born in Iowa City.
Nope.
I don't think that's a true fact.
Nope.
Well,
Hawaii, ladies and gentlemen. Don't trust this guy.
I'm pretty sure.
At least we're learning things.
But yeah, he's coming this Wednesday, University of Iowa. If you go online, I think you can still buy tickets to get that show.
Don't you think that's a little weird that they're making us buy tickets to see our own president?
Well, you know.
He needs fun
somehow. Make money somehow. It's not like he's a millionaire or whatever. He's probably not a millionaire. But he's probably pretty wealthy.
He probably makes about 10 bucks an hour. Or
anyways,
like
so yeah, that's going to be sweet. Also, the fine arts renovation is underway. They're saying now that it should be done in the summer of 2013. So we still have quite a while to go.
Yeah, us juniors won't be able to experience it, but...
I honestly thought it would be longer. I thought it was going to be, like, summer of 2014,
yeah.
But hey, you know.
They might be off a little bit, but
yeah.
Might take a little longer.
But the freshman and sophomore classes will be able to enjoy that when it comes around.
Oh, we... Excitement!
Hank's excited.
Yes,
yeah.
I is.
That's all the news we have for you today, but moving into the more entertainment section... Chicago was this weekend.
Yes.
Our very own Hank Welter was in the play.
I had a very small role. Well, I guess I was in dance corps too. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun, and the show was really good, and the lights looked amazing. If you missed it, you suck. best show ever. Just
yeah. If you missed it, you really missed out.
What was your favorite scene?
My favorite? Well, of course, the one that I was rolled out in a bed. And, you know, draped in women and shot.
That was
awesome. That was my favorite.
That was mine,
scene,
too. Yeah. I think that was the crowd favorite.
That was
a lot
up there.
Of fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked like it was a lot of fun.
The singing was great.
Yeah.
It was
so
really
many
good.
Great singers, so many great people that I hadn't seen sing before. I thought they were really, really great.
Yeah, and great people that you have. Della Nuno.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic voice.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she was freaking brilliant. And apparently this was only her first production.
Yeah, her first production.
Yeah, it was her first production.
And her last, also.
Yeah,
so,
it's kind of depressing, really.
Well, at City.
Yeah, that's true. She could go on. But, yeah.
Yes, rest in peace, Stella.
She's not dead.
Well,
no.
fun fact, did you know... Della
was not born in Hawaii.
Exactly.
Yes.
That was exactly what I was going
to
say.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Heard it first here, ladies and gentlemen.
Della
Nuno, not born in Hawaii.
No.
That's so weird.
I did not see that coming. It's crazy.
Wow. She looks
moving
like
on.
Hawaiian.
Moving on. At the Englert this weekend, starting Thursday through Sunday, Romeo and Juliet. It's going to be... performed. It's directed by Alan Hicks. Should be a fun show. It's $10 for youth 17 and under and $20 for 18 and over. I'm really looking forward to that.
Sweet.
Also at the Englert, May 3rd, is Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Bo Burnham is one of my favorite comedians, and he's, like, only, like, 21 years old or something like
that.
Yeah.
He doesn't look that old, but yeah.
He was, fun fact, he was the youngest person ever to host a comedy special on Comedy Central.
Yeah, I can believe that. You gotta check out, his comedy specials on Netflix, and it's actually, what I love about Bo Burnham is his songs are actually, like, superbly written, and, like, they're really funny, but they also, like, have a lot of truth to them, and they're really deep sometimes, and that's what I love about
they're clever.
Yeah. So is he going to be playing new songs, or?
I don't think it's going to be adding much new to it, but.
But for those who haven't seen him,
check it out.
Check him out on YouTube.
It's,
a lot of stuff is on YouTube.
The tickets are $28, is that correct?
$28.50, so it's kind of expensive, but if you're willing to pay it, it'll be a good show.
Yeah.
Movies.
Woo!
Yes. Last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, I guess. Wow,
mm-hmm.
Already. Cabin in the Woods premiered. I'm a huge fan of Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of you listeners are. Both of you.
He Joss Whedon, for those that don't know, for the both of you that don't know, is he is the creator of shows like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Firefly.
Angel. That's a good show.
Angel, too, and Dollhouse. And those were all canceled eventually, but...
Dollhouse wasn't as steady. Everything else was.
But they've all developed their own fan bases, so Joss Whedon has got a really large fan base, and he co-wrote the screenplay for this movie.
Yeah.
He didn't direct it, but I have actually seen this movie, and I love it.
I've seen it twice already. It is like a mock horror movie.
Yeah.
Yes, although, you shouldn't know anything about the plot watching it. It's full of surprises.
If you think you're going to go see it, don't watch the trailer, because it gives a lot away.
It gives a lot more, not that much away, but, like, it still ruins some of the preliminary surprises.
I saw it, too, and I loved it. Basically, it's the five teenagers that go out to the woods, just like your stereotypical horror movie, but then everything changes.
Everything goes wrong.
And you see it from a different angle than other horror movies, which is really
cool.
That's cool.
You think you know what's going on, but... You don't. And
there's
awesome.
A whole nother layer.
Really comedic. There are some moments towards the end where I was like, oh, is this going to, like, pull through? And it certainly did.
Definitely.
The ending is just a cacophony of weird things going on. But
and
it's pretty fun.
And there is some gore in it, but it's all in good humor, and it's funny.
Yes, gore is always in good humor.
Moving on, The Hunger Games has...
Yay!
Okay,
They were actually just defeated for fifth weekend in the row for number one place at the box office.
Just now.
Wow.
Defeated by Think Like a Man, starring a bunch of weird guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
No wonder it took 5 weeks.
Just putting that out there. It is, like, the number three highest earning domestic opening... in the world.
Yeah.
Meaning the States. I mean, I apologize.
Domestic.
Which is what I was getting to.
Stop listening anyways.
It is only beaten by Harry Potter and Twilight, right?
I thought, like, The Dark Knight, too, or no?
Was it The Dark Knight? Okay.
The Dark Knight was good.
But,
My bad. But which do you like best? The Hunger Games, Harry Potter, or Twilight? Yeah. Anyway... Post in the comments below. We'll count them up and announce the winner next week.
Gabe, what's your favorite of the three?
Honestly, I'm gonna... Twilight.
That's what I was gonna say. Have you guys seen New Moon? It's like Twilight, but it's the second one.
There's a second one?
Wow, that's amazing.
Apparently, I just saw it on Netflix the other night.
Oh my god, give me a second.
Okay. Well, while Gabe's going to check out Netflix, Max, what is your favorite of the three?
I'm going to be serious here and actually say Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Because I hated the Twilight movies. I only saw the first one and really did not like it.
Full disclosure, I've seen all the Twilight movies, and I think they are probably the worst movies I've ever seen, like, collectively.
How dare you?
And I kind of feel like assaulting every single teenage audience member that still pays to see this, like, every year. I'm sorry, two of our listeners.
You just stopped listening.
Ones, I know you just stopped listening, but how dare you? Pay for something better, please. Like, you are the reason the movie business is dying. That's all I got.
On a lighter note.
honestly, though, I think I'd probably go with Hunger Games.
Have you seen it? I have.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I haven't seen it.
Come on.
I think Hunger Games.
I thought it was good. It's newer. It doesn't have as many, so I'm not, like, getting old of the characters or story. And I think Harry Potter was just... There are 8 movies, and I think by the end it's like, well, I already know what's going to happen, because
yeah.
It's been spoiled to me numerous times. Snape kills Dumbledore!
Who's Dumbledore?
Who is Dumbledore? I know of a Dumbledore, but...
I can't say heirs.
Dumbledore? Dumbledore was killed by Snape?
Yes.
Wow.
Snape cares Dumbledore.
Well, I mean, I agree with you on Hunger Games in that I think it's the most realistic concept out of all three of those.
I don't know. I'm just comparing Harry Potter and Twilight, and Harry Potter wins, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I liked the Harry Potter movies. I mean, I think they were really, really good towards the middle of the series. Like, the third and the fourth ones are really good.
By the end, it kind of dropped off. Like, I know we're going to make money off of this, so we don't have to make it that good.
I disagree. I thought the last one was really great.
I thought the last one was really good. I think the second to last one, the 7 part 1, kind of fell off.
It was
talking a lot.
Yeah, it was just kind of boring. I mean, I love the third one. I love the first two, and the fifth one is really good, too.
Yeah.
I think they're just a very, very good, just like perfectly good series of movies.
Yeah, they're good.
They have their place in society.
Right. Alright, anyway, post in the comments below. Next week we will announce the winner. Whichever movie gained the most votes.
Right.
Yep. I think I'm gonna
call it right now Harry Potter by 2 votes. Like, it was the only one they voted for, and then twice. The same person voted twice.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. All
right, that wraps up the podcast this week, so thank you guys for listening.
Thanks.
And
all two of you.
Tune in next week for more
I love you.
City High News and Entertainment News.
Bye, Mom.